Greetings and good morning from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. It's me, James Glory, with a very short message for you, owing to the poor quality until I have my new equipment and I have a better microphone. I just want to bring you some five amazing spiritual promises, all beginning with S, so it's very easy for someone like me to remember. Five amazing spiritual promises to those who act on belief. Now, I don't mean easy believism. I'm talking about where the scripture says this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent, and him, of course, being Christ Jesus, the only mediator between God and men, and the only hope for this desperately lost and wicked mankind. Hallelujah. Yes. 1 John 5:14 tells us, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Yes, he hears us. Hallelujah. And another one, Matthew 21:22 says, and all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Yes, believing and trusting that God hears us. And then he does answer according to his promises. Now, here we go with the five easy to believe S's. Five spiritual promises to those who act on belief. Number one, we have a spiritual sonship. Hallelujah. We're called sons of God. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? Yes, it says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Yes, believe on that name of the Lord Jesus. Believe in its power. Believe in its efficiency. Believe in his ability to cut through any terrible situation and answer prayer. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God. Number two in the super S promises, we have spiritual soul rest. Oh yes, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hebrews 4:3 tells us, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Hallelujah. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Yes, as I said, that peace that surpasses all understanding, you will know and you will appreciate as you look to and trust on that finished work of Christ. Hallelujah. Believing that his sacrifice was enough to pay the price for your sins before an all-holy God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? This is the work of the Holy Spirit, not of ourselves. This is the gift of God. How wonderful. Number three, we have a spiritual inheritance. And you thought you were poor. Hallelujah. You have a spiritual inheritance far beyond the riches and treasures of this world. The Bible tells us to store up our riches in heaven. For when a man's treasure is, his heart is also. Will your treasures to be today in heaven with Christ Jesus? Number three, spiritual inheritance. James 2:5 says, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Yes, God keeps his promises, and we've moved from death to life. And yes, how glorious indeed that we have a tremendous spiritual inheritance. Number four, spiritual foundation. How marvellous. 1 Peter 2:6 tells us, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Yes, the him here is Christ Jesus. He is the rock. He is the cornerstone. He is the sure and certain foundation. Hallelujah. Just as the Bible tells us about the house that was built on sand and built on these things, and when the rains and the storms of life came and washed it away, but yet the house that was built on the rock stood firm. And that rock is indeed today Christ Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, we have a spiritual assurance. Wonderful. 1 John 5:14 tells us, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Yes, he heareth us today. God keeps his promises. Yes, Tozer, that great heavyweight, said, you're not finished yet. You can be changed. And it's true. You can be changed today if you acknowledge your sins and you acknowledge your need for a Saviour and you look to Christ Jesus and you trust on his finished work alone. Hallelujah. And you will pass from death to life this very day and you will indeed inherit these five spiritual promises. Easy to remember, the five S's. Spiritual sonship from John 1:12. Spiritual soulship, soul rest from Hebrews 4:3. Spiritual inheritance from James 2:5. A spiritual foundation from 1 Peter 2:6. And spiritual assurance from 1 John 5:14. Brothers and sisters, this is wonderful news. Wonderful news. Yes, the belief entails that we confess the very sins that separate us from him. But it tells us we look to Christ and we will inherit these wonderful promises today. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless, comfort, shield and protect you this day. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today.